What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, February 17th, 2020, start of a brand new week. It is also President's Day, which, as I understand it, this is a day when the president comes out of the White House, and if he sees his own shadow, we get six more years of war and economic decay. I think that's how that's supposed to go here. All right. It's also, we're just now this second about to see the resumption of the Daytona 500. Yesterday, of course, was supposed to be the race, and Trump was the grand marshal and gave a speech about God and home and flag and, you know, the rest of it, and did a lap around the track in the Beast, his armored limousine. The planes are flying over. They flew Air Force One over there. And then the thunderstorms came on in, and they said, we're going to have to postpone this. So it's about ready to start again, and hopefully they'll make it all the way this time. All right, now, I think the big news from over the weekend, and it may not be what it appears to be at face value, but Drudge Report broke the story that, according to insiders in the Bloomberg campaign, he is considering asking Hillary Clinton to be his running mate. Supposedly, the polls are showing that a Bloomberg-Clinton ticket would be formidable. And this may have been a trial balloon, and the reaction has been overall pretty much negative. Former Clinton advisor Dick Morris basically said, before you put Hillary on your ticket, better hire a food taster. And that was kind of the tone of pretty much everything. I mean, does Bloomberg have a death wish? No, Bloomberg, get your Kevlar around you. Stay out of small aircraft. In fact, stay out of big aircraft. As I said, this may be a trial balloon. It may also be a distraction, because this last week, toward the end of last week, a whole bunch of, shall we say, misstatements surfaced from Bloomberg's past. Racist comments, sexist comments, misogynist comments, and it was really starting to go viral. And then all of a sudden, Hillary was thrown into the mix, and everybody was scurrying off of, oh, is she going to be the vice president? I certainly hope not here. But apparently, a lot of Bloomberg's remarks are worse than Trump's Access Hollywood tape. So we're coming up here for Super Tuesday, 14 states from March 3rd, and the scrutiny of Bloomberg and his past record on the issues is intensifying. Right now, Bloomberg is in third place behind Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden heading into Super Tuesday. So anyway, now, one of the comments that Bloomberg supposedly made was one of his employees announced that she was pregnant. Huzzah, huzzah, should be cause for celebration. And instead, Bloomberg reportedly suggested to this pregnant employee that she should kill it, and then complained that pregnant employees are preventing him from making even more money than he already has. Poor baby, I guess he's having to dig under the couch cushions for money to go to lunch with or something. And it's a very inappropriate comment. Bloomberg is denying that he said it, but apparently there was some kind of a financial settlement with the young woman in question, or at least that's the report that we're getting here. Meanwhile, you have other opinions out here from Blabber Buzz. They're saying that there's zero chance that Bloomberg would actually pick Hillary as a running mate, because too many people associate Hillary with the theft of the nomination from Bernie Sanders back in 2016. And we just don't like her. She's run for president twice. She's failed twice. I think that's the definition of unelectable right there. So I hope Bloomberg really comes to his senses. If he really does pick Hillary, I would expect that something nasty will happen to Bloomberg in his third year of his term. And the reason for that is there's a rule. If a president dies in office, when he dies in office, has an impact on the future political aspirations of the vice president, now the president. Because if the president dies in the first 2 years of his term in office and the vice president takes over, that counts as the vice president's first term, and he can only run for one more after that. If the president dies in the third or fourth year of his term, then the vice president comes on in, doesn't count as a term, and he can run for the Oval Office twice more after that. So that's where that is coming from. Now, the other thing that Bloomberg did that has really roused a lot of ire is he belittled farming and factory jobs, saying that people who work in farming or factory jobs have less gray matter than people who work in information era jobs. Well, I can tell Bloomberg is a city guy because he doesn't know jack about farming, because it does take a lot of thought to be a good farmer, to be a successful farmer. You got to know all about the chemicals you're putting on your food if you're not an organic farmer. You got to repair your machinery because you're out there in the middle of the field. And really, he just insulted farmers, and he's not going to get their votes. Not going to get the votes from the factory workers. He may have just shot himself down with that one. But Bloomberg is still out there, and he's announced he will charge Americans with domestic terrorism for hate crimes if elected. Well, you're charging them with terror. What does a hate crime do on top of that? I really hate that term, hate crime. I really hate that term. Because you assume that if somebody stabs somebody or shoots somebody or vandalizes their property, it's not an act of love. It really isn't. So why this idea of a hate crime? A lot of people hate. It's not a crime to hate. I hate child molesters, and I'm proud of it too. Is somebody going to come and arrest me for a hate crime because I hate child molesters? I don't think so. Anyway, so and here's another one he said that's got people scratching their head here. Actually, two more here. Bloomberg said that the California can serve as a great example for the United States. Now, Bloomberg, of course, is running as a Democrat, and California is a disaster. BC's in the street, Needles in the street, their economy's a shambles. And Bloomberg thinks this is the ideal, this is what all America should be, like California. I don't think so. I'm glad that Indiana isn't like California. Bloomberg then went on to say that if somebody is 95 years old and they have cancer, they don't waste time treating them. They're going to die soon anyway. Not making a good impression there, Bloom. All right. Now, the only good news in all of this, of course, is that Mike Bloomberg is spending a fortune of his own money trying to buy himself the presidency of the United States of America. And this has resulted in an unprecedented flood of campaign spending for TV advertising. And TV executives, they're happy as a clam in sand. The money is pouring on in. They're able to write bonuses and get new equipment. They're having a real, real good time about this. All right, Bernie Sanders is surging in the polls. He's now holding the number one spot in a lot of polls all around the country, even though the Democratic Party machine does not want him as the nominee anymore today than they did back in 2016. But apparently, Israel's lobby is spending a lot of money trying to sink his chances in Nevada. And Bernie, right now, he's the Democratic front runner in the wake of Iowa and the New Hampshire primaries, and he's heading to Nevada, leading in the polls, but the Israel lobby and its cash reserves are arrayed against him. So with the Nevada primary just a week away, a Morning Consult poll published this week put the progressive senator 10 points ahead of Joe Biden. See what's happening out there. And already we're getting word that some of the electronics that they're going to use for the Nevada caucuses may be as flawed and faulty as those used in Iowa. So, anyway. All right, so Buttigieg tries pandering to his Hispanic audience, and they started laughing at his fractured Spanish. If you don't really speak Spanish, don't speak Spanish to the Hispanic audience. They're going to know immediately you're just faking it. So he got laughed at. All righty. The impeachment trial of Donald Trump may be over, but federal officials are examining the behavior of former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. At least one major government watchdog believes the younger Biden may find himself in serious trouble. I would say so. There's a lot of evidence out there regarding Burisma and money being paid to Joe Biden's son simply because he was Joe Biden's son. And that's an attempt to buy influence by proxy. Anyway. The Department of, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Boy, the Democrats sure have a big problem on their hands. I mean, Bloomberg, first of all, Bloomberg was a Republican at one time.
Yes.
Second of all, he's a billionaire. And, you know, you talk about, like, chasing Bernie supporters away from the Democratic Party. If they like, pull up John McCain and all of a sudden, you know, stop Bernie at all costs, and they throw all the fraud possible on Super Tuesday to get Bloomberg the nomination like they did with John McCain. I mean, the Bernie supporters are going to – the convention will burn down. I guess it's in Milwaukee. I mean,
yes.
You might as well invest in marshmallows up there, because whatever you want to say about a lot of the energy in the Democratic Party now is with the left-wing populists, the Bernie supporters. I mean – you got to give them credit. It's like the Ron Paul supporters in the Republican Party, how much energy we had back in 2008 and 2012 when the Republicans nominated McCain and then Romney, you know, put everybody
yes.
to sleep. And I feel bad in a way, and I can't say I feel bad, but the Democrats really are in a bad predicament. I personally think they should let just don't cheat and see how it plays out, but let Bernie win if he's going to win. I mean, you never know. The economy could collapse. The stock market could collapse. And a guy like Bernie could win. And next thing you know, we do have socialism, which is what most Democrats want. Not that I want that, but if I was a Democrat, that would be like my long shot hope for gaining power. Because otherwise, I mean, Trump is just the brilliant showman. I mean, he showed that yesterday at Daytona. And
yes.
he's got celebrity. He's got the presidential look. You know, I mean, yeah, Trump's got a lot going for him. He's got the power of the presidency. He's got all these indictments that are coming soon. He's being vindicated every day as far as the Russia hoax and the impeachment backfire. And so he's got a lot of trends in his favor. Though what worries me for Trump, though, is, you know, the economy. And they could do what happened with Bush, you know, and Bush all of a sudden, you know, right before he left, and, you know, it looked good for Republicans, and then, you know, we had the economic collapse 2008, and that basically destroyed McCain and any chance of Republican winning. But at the same time, McCain
well,
was
hang
a
on,
manufactured
hang on,
candidate.
Hang on. I think McCain destroyed McCain, especially when he picked Sarah, you know, beauty queen Palin to be his running mate. I mean, I think she destroyed the credibility of his entire campaign. But you're right. The economic downturn did not help Bush.
Yeah, you know, I Sarah Palin, you know, the vice presidential, she's not as bad as what was that guy, Angleton, you know, he had mental issues. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, she was a little of a bit of a bumpkin, but it is vice president, you know, it's kind of like, I think Tim Kaine that Hillary picked was a complete disaster, but nobody really talks about it, his clown face and his weird mannerisms. So, you know, but... I thought with Sarah Palin it was a bit of a pile-on by the media, the same, you know, group that was, you know, looking to destroy McCain once he went against their darling Obama.
Yeah.
But once again, I'm enjoying watching it, but really, it, you know, Michael Bloomberg, although he's got all the money in the world and he's trying to buy it, I don't know how, like, an honest Democrat, I mean, I know if I was a populist Bernie-type supporter, he would just make my skin crawl that he can just buy his way in and the establishment. It's really the interesting part of this whole thing is going to be, what is the, you know, does the establishment Democratic Party after Iowa, do they keep it up? Do they keep cheating Bernie out of it? Because if you ask me, Bernie should win if it was a fair fight. You know, from here to California and all that, and you know, they're going to probably try to rally around one candidate. Who's it going to be? Bloomberg, Buttigieg, Biden? You know, who? They're all losers. They all have a lot of like baggage.
Yes,
so
they
You know, Biden is a mumbling idiot, mentally totally deranged. You know, the lying dog face pony soldier guy. Buttigieg. I mean, Rush Limbaugh was right. They tried to make an issue about it, you know, but I mean, I don't think America's ready for a first, you know, openly gay president with a first husband. I don't think the country's ready for that. Bloomberg, he's got the whole, first of all, he's a Republican. Second of all, he's a billionaire. How does that fit in with the AOCs and all the energy that's been in the Democratic Party about the rich and all their, and then it's coming out with him and his racial issues and his stop and frisks. And I mean, they're just getting started on him with and the sexist stuff that he, you know. But once again, we have a governor in Virginia that's trying to take everybody's guns in Virginia that has a picture with blackface and in a Klan outfit. And I think he was wearing the Klan outfit myself. And like I said, I don't want to get into the whole blackface thing, but could you imagine if that was a Republican? I mean, can you believe that he's still governor? I mean, it really amazes me that the Democrats are a party that will overlook something like that. But if it was a Republican, people would be pouring gasoline outside the State House on themselves and lighting themselves on fire, you know? But no, he's a Democrat, and he's for, you know, aborting babies after they're even born. So we'll give him a pass on the Klan outfit, you know. But, you know, only one person or one story, I've been monitoring the stories all about this firing of Jesse Liu, and only one story I read on the Internet even really talked about what a big thing that really was and how it's being totally underplayed by the media. And when I think about Jesse Liu, I think about that commercial with the guy with the dollar bill, you know, and he's holding it over the lady and said, "Oh, you almost got it." You know, and that's what Trump did to her, you know. He nominated her for the Treasury Department so she would resign her position. So Trump ought to call her up and say, "Hey, I got a job for you at the Commerce Department this week," you know, and then do it again to her, cuz what she did in Washington with General Flynn, and you know me, I've called him many times, you know, really angry about what happened to General Flynn, and I'm just glad Trump got one of them. And meanwhile, they're all saying it's all about Roger Stone's pardon, and that's why all the hysterics, but it's not. The real story is that he had her resign her position, and now they got somebody that's going to look into the corruption of the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., and I pulled the rug out from under right at the last minute. It's brilliant. And I'm hoping that more of that will be happening shortly. And that's why you're seeing the hysterical aspects of this. I mean, the whole Roger Stone case means nothing. It's meaningless. And then they bring it up about tweeting. But nobody even talks about Jesse Liu and what happened to her. And that's like a huge story. I guarantee you in Washington, that's what they're all the people in the Department of Justice, that's what they're all concerned about.
Yep, I agree with you. Now, I want to step back to what you were saying about Virginia, because we're going to be talking about it a little later in the show. The legislature voted down the assault weapon ban that they were talking about. So it looks like the governor went a little too far, and apparently some of the moderate Democrats voted against it.
You know, it really does amaze me how dumb Democrats can be at times. I mean, you know, for years I always thought of them smarter than Republicans. But there's certain issues they should never. It's like, look what happened to Beto O'Rourke. I mean, he started talking about banning AR-15s, and his whole campaign just totally imploded. He went from like 15% to 0%. You know, and it's the same way here. I lived in Virginia. I lived there for 10 years in Norfolk, and the people there love guns. I mean, but it's just the people
here
up in northern.
Indiana.
Yeah, it's the people up in northern Virginia, the lefties that come out of Washington because it's so dangerous in Washington because they can't have guns, right?
Yes.
Then they move out to northern Virginia and they dominate the legislature and want to take away everybody's guns. And it's not, but what I look at is like, you know, it's just a politically such a loser, like, issue for anybody. Just,
you know
if you're going to do anything that...
Americans love their guns. It's like how the Japanese feel about their swords. All right, Joe, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, the Department of Justice has opened a new investigation into James Comey, Andrew McCabe, he may not be out of the woods just yet, Peter Strzok, and this is all coming down from a former top Department of Justice official. And now all of a sudden we see why so many people are demanding that Attorney General Barr resign. You've got to resign. You've got to step down. You can't go after the deep state people. What's wrong with you? Do you remember Ghislaine Maxwell? She was sort of the, if you will, the procuress for Jeffrey Epstein. She went around finding these very young, nubile young women and tempting them down to Epstein's home in Florida and then to the little island paradise, as it were. And she is communicating with people by email, but her exact physical location isn't known. And lawyers are trying to find her to serve her with papers, and they can't find her. So the judge has taken the rare step of saying she can be served with a new lawsuit by email. They don't have to have somebody come up and slap the paper on them and say, you have now been served. It's going to be by email. All righty. According to the latest Gallup poll, more Americans now identify as Republicans than they do as Democrats. Looks like the Democratic brand is damaged here. All right, let's talk about the COVID-19 virus. That's the new official name for the coronavirus, for the Wuhan virus. And apparently there's been a little bit of a whoopsie because, as you know, there were a bunch of Americans, 300 U.S. citizens, on the Diamond Princess, which is now docked in Japan, and nobody's being allowed off. But they got these 300 U.S. citizens were evacuated by plane from Japan and flown to military bases here in the United States. That's the good news. The bad news is 14 of the passengers on that plane tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Now, they were kept in a separate area of the airplane. But let's face it, with the recirculating air and touching surfaces and whatnot, that was rather bad. And apparently, they tested positive for the COVID-19 virus before they were allowed on board the plane, but they were allowed on anyway. And they just said, we'll draw a curtain here. You 14 all sit over here, and that'll be fine. With 300 people on the plane, there wasn't a lot of room. Now, Senator Cotton is definitely convinced that COVID-19 came from China's BSL-4 lab that is right next to that market that China is blaming for the origin of the virus here. And Cotton is saying China's refusing to hand over evidence about the Wuhan biolab. Well, I can sort of understand what's going on. When was the last time the United States handed over evidence about its biological weapons program to a foreign country? But Cotton is absolutely convinced that's where this thing originated. And before I go any further, I do want to emphasize, we're not getting straight information from either side. Everybody is pounding this for their own particular agenda. And the worst part is we don't know exactly what's going on. And not knowing is the sort of thing that tends to drive people crazy. All right. China's government is now imposing more policing, a web crackdown. They don't want people talking about what's going on in China. That, to me, is a really, really bad sign. And China's president Xi Jinping has called for tightened control over online discussion and increased policing to ensure, quote, positive energy, end quote, and social stability, according to state media. Sounds to me like they really do have a problem over there. And again, it's hard to commit and say, yes, this is going to be a major problem, because we have been lied to. We were lied to about the When Pigs Fly flu. We were lied to about the SARS flu and MERS and the Kung flu and who knows what all else that's out there here. Now, mass quarantines are now starting to pop up outside of China. Vietnam put an area with 10,000 residents after a COVID-19 quarantine. So this is starting to look like it may, in fact, be a serious, serious situation. Now, two unusual COVID-19 cases were reported in Xinjiang County in central China's Henan province on Sunday. This is real close to Wuhan. And it shows strong contagiosity and whose sources of infection could not be determined. And the county has announced it will prolong the quarantine period for people who had been to Wuhan or contacted with Wuhan residents from 14 to 21 days after finding these two cases. So it's not a two-week quarantine. It's now a three-week quarantine. And an official Chinese newspaper is saying it's possible that you can get an infection 94 days after the first contact. That's pushing, you know, like 3 months. So if that is true, anyway, there's a new research paper out there saying that COVID-19's R-naught is now estimated to lie between 4.7 and 6.6. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm keeping an eye on what's going on down in Mississippi with the Pearl River that's just flooding. And I feel really bad for those poor people. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, aloha. Happy President's Day.
I got happy a few President's Day.
Mind. Yes, sir. Yeah, Michael, first off, the media is going nuts because Trump took a lap around Daytona 500 track. And they're all complaining how much fuel the beast use. Donald Trump's the one that probably pays for the fuel in the Air Force One. He pays for the fuel in
No, Tom, no. This is considered a White House function, and the taxpayers pick up the tab on all of it.
Well, I understand that, Michael, but Trump would pay for it if he had to. I'm sure he'd pay for the fuel on the one lap they're bitching about. I mean, use my French. But, I mean, come on, they're complaining about one lap and the beast. I mean, these demon rats have nothing better to do in the liberal media. But by the way, Michael, did you see? Did you have a chance to see the Washington on the History Channel last night?
No, I didn't. I meant to watch it and record it, but it got away from me.
Well, it's excellent. It's pretty good. But I must say this: it seems like all the actors mainly they're using now are. It seems like they're Jewish. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I mean, I think Washington looked a little different in the guy that was portraying him. But you know, it's kind of ironic. They actually are trying to really put Washington down in the beginning of this documentary. But yeah, I guess it's going to turn out fine. But, I mean, the hatred I think these leftists have for our country is just beyond belief. And by the way, they had a thing on the news today, the smartest four presidents in the United States in history, with IQ. First was John Quincy Adams, that was his father. And they have Trump with a question mark. And somebody said he has IQ of 158 or something. And after that, it was, believe it or not, it was Jimmy Carter. Peanut Head had a very high IQ. But the first two smartest presidents we've ever had, that's according to what they're saying IQ-wise, is Adams, Quincy, and the father. So that was kind of interesting. Well, Michael, here's what I really wanted to...
Hang on. Where did Thomas Jefferson fit in on this scale? Because he was a brilliant man.
I believe he was number... I'm not 100% sure. I believe he was number 8 or 9.
Very odd.
Yeah, he was in the top, I believe, top 10. But he wasn't... believe it or not, Michael, this might really... I don't know if you can handle this one. Andrew Jackson was very highly IQ'd. Old Hickory.
Yeah.
He was number 10, Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
He was a little lower than Jefferson, but I didn't realize he was very intellectual for his time. There's a lot of guys, a couple guys were assassinated presidents that didn't even make like a full term. They were very, very high. I'll put it this way. Ulysses S. Grant was the least educated IQ-wise of all of them. That's what they say.
Well, education and IQ are two completely separate things. I was going to ask who was at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, that was Ulysses S. Grant. Now, Michael, here's the reason I really want to talk to you today. There's a few things, but here's the main thing. You know what's going to happen this Saturday night coming up on the 22nd? Have you heard about what's the latest that's going on with Corey Feldman?
Oh, yes. I am looking forward to that.
Yes. The raping of two Corys. Now, Michael, from what's going to be exposed from what I'm hearing, because this guy's saying there's a death threat against him everywhere he goes. He can't even walk out of his house, him and his wife. And I guess he's going to expose Hollywood like it's never been exposed. You know, I was doing some little research, and I didn't realize this decadence and decay in Hollywood has been going back since the 1930s. It is that prevalent. How much decadence and decay is in Hollywood.
It goes back further than that. I mean, you had, I'm trying to remember the name of, even during the silent film era, there were some of these scandals going on.
Well, you know, they had a case with Sal Mineo. I don't know if you ever heard of him, Sal Mineo.
Yes.
You know, he was like one of the first cases that actually tried to expose the homosexuality of Hollywood. And I was reading up on that. That was very fascinating to read about Sal Mineo. And he was with them, James Dean and Rebel Without a Cause and a few other movies. But
yes,
it's really fascinating that what's actually how Hollywood has gotten away with utter murder. I mean, it's unbelievable. Hillary ain't got nothing on Hollywood. And so, you know, that guy Joe's a good caller. And Friday he was talking about pretty heavy stuff with the FBI that I thought was very intriguing. I listened to it. Now, he was pretty right on target on that, Joe, on the FBI and how they all basically started the G-Men and all that.
Yes.
But, you know, the corruption there alone is – now, you got Avenatti guilty. You got – I think Weinstein is going to be found guilty. I think this guy Strzok is going to be found guilty in Comey. But nothing's really happening to these people. Now, Michael, here's a real story. Have you saw today, Friday, about the MS-13 gang members? Got 27 years each?
Yep.
These guys cut the guy's head off. They cut his heart out. They threw him in a grave that was already dug. And they're giving him 27 years, and then they want to get stoned 9 years for lying. But they don't want to do nothing to the rest of these Democrats to lie every day, and then day in and day out. Nancy Pigs Pelosi should be arrested for tearing up the articles of Trump's speech. What happens to her? Nothing. To me, that was one of the most disgusting things ever, because she's doing that in front of multiple millions of people, insulting the American public like that, and all the people were there that night at the State of the Union. But you got these MS-13 gang members murdering American citizens left and right. Nobody's been arrested. You know, Michael, they had on the news today, $36 billion, one American news, $36 billion has gone out of the United States, never to come back.
Right.
Where's the tax on that money? Who is allowing this? What? I mean, these Democrats should be, they should be put in, they should be rounded up, man, with the military. I'm serious. These people are off their rocker, these Democrats. And you got Rhino Republicans. Some. But what they're allowing to happen, Kate Steinle, Molly Tibbetts, on and on and on. The lady in New York, 92 years old. Nothing's being done. Nothing. Now, Trump sent out 100 special troops to the cities, the 10 cities, 10 each. He should be sending out 10 million of these special crack troops to stop this illegal invasion of our country. You agree?
I agree.
Yes. And, you know, I would really like to know what the figure is on these special troops that Trump has, these crack ICE troops that he has. Is it 10,000? Is it, how many are actually in the government that actually could be sent to these cities to start doing their job? That Libby Schaff and all these mayors and Pelosi and Feinstein, they should be arrested immediately.
They should, under Title VIII.
They've got to be arrested, Trump. I hope Trump or somebody that is listening, they need to start arresting these people. Now, our governor here in the great state of Florida, on Saturday, he says we are not going to tolerate, we're having E-Verify. DeSantis is going to put E-Verify, but he wants it even stronger. Okay? And, Michael, I just got to say this to you. I know the other day you said you'd vote for Bernie over Trump. I think you would waste your vote in Indiana. Just go ahead and vote for Trump because it'll be a wasted throw vote because the state of Indiana is never going to vote for a Democrat, especially Bernie Sanders or Bloomberg, whatever you call that idiot, Doomberg. And you got that Pocahontas. Any of those Democrats are imbeciles. So, Michael, don't throw your vote away. And as far as Dustin goes in New Jersey, I hope that Dustin votes Republican because, you know what, I really think that New Jersey is going to go Trump this time. It's going to go Republican in this 2020 election. I believe New Jersey is going to switch. I really have a feeling. I know Southern New Jersey is definitely going to vote Republican. I really think so. So, and I believe Minnesota and I believe New Hampshire are going to all go for Trump. I think he's going to blow them out in a landslide. Because these Democrats are just too far left, communist, Bolshevik. And look at wait till we see this documentary, Michael, with Corey Feldman, the raping of two Coreys. Well, I tell you what, I hope it's going to turn out half of what I'm hoping it is. What about you?
Yeah, I'm hoping it too because, you know, I saw a lot of that stuff going on in Hollywood. And unfortunately, back then, I was not in a position to be able to do anything about it. But yeah, I'm glad that Corey went public because it is a major problem. And it goes back to the very earliest days of the motion picture industry.
Well, you know what? I'm not really so hesitant to spend the $20 to go on to watch it. But I had a buddy of mine, so we're going to split the cost. He's going to pay $10. I'm going to pay $10. We're going to watch it Saturday. So I'm going to put my $10 in this to see what he's talking about. Because I believe millions of people are going to actually, you know, split the cost with a friend or two. Even if it's like $5 a piece. I'd like to see what this Corey Feldman really has to say. I remember reading a scandal sheet years ago in the public supermarket, and they had a thing on, I think it was an Inquirer. He was talking about how decadent the Dark Angels really are in Hollywood is the most disgusting, I think, thing I ever read out in the Inquirer, actually. So we'll see. I'd like to see what's going to happen on when he actually puts this video out. That it's only going to be a one-time deal, so I think it's worth $10. Check it out. So, and on that note, Michael, I know you probably got other callers, but I just got to say this to you, Michael. As far as this immigration is going, I really am not seeing, I'm not hearing, I mean, Trump's sending guys, at least you heard about that, but I don't see nobody getting arrested. These arrests are coming, man. They have got to start arresting these people. Let alone just for the gangs that are in here, Michael. The insanity of what you're hearing, what thousands of people getting raped, murdered. I mean, this is unbelievable. Accidents with DUIs, it's just amazing. Insurance is so damn high and everything. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying, Michael? It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. And I'm going to watch the rest of the History Channel on Washington tonight. That was pretty, very interesting. He could have been the king, but he turned it down. He definitely, George Washington had the right to be the king. And, well, he didn't have the right, but he could have been, because they were going to, they were trying to actually force him into being the king. And he just wanted to be a president and get out. And I believe that was divine intervention on his part, because who knows what. And Michael, I didn't realize how close he came to getting killed many a times in battle.
Yes.
It was providence that he didn't get killed in battle. It was amazing. Matter of fact, he got shot in an Indian War, and he had 3 bullets in his coat. I don't know if you heard that.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, they had that on History Channel last night. And, Washington was and he was actually 6'2". I didn't realize he was that tall for them days.
Oh, yes. He was a very tall man. When he went to the Philadelphia legislature, he would wear his military uniform. He lobbied to be made the commander-in-chief of the colonial army, and he got it, and he did a great job, and they made him president. But you're absolutely right. His soldiers offered to make him king, and he said no. It reminds me of this line in the miniseries about John Adams, where Adams becomes the president, and Washington says, well, I am truly out, and you are truly in, and time will show which one of us is the least happy.
Yep, that's right. John Adams had another great saying, like I told you, I think I told you show before. He said, one of his first things he said when he took the presidency from Washington is, now with this new citizenry, you will be a citizen with a gun, and without the gun, you will be the subject. So
yes.
That was very heavy. That was very heavy. So, yeah, I saw Adams, they had a biography on Adams, was great too. So, yeah, History Channel's put out, it's pretty good. I mean, some of the actors look a little phony, but what is to be expected. But, Michael, let's just see what happens with this Corey Feldman deal. I think it's going to be very intriguing when this comes out, because I think it's going to – it might shock the coordination. I think it could really have the potential to, wake up people. And, by the way, this Ocasio-Cortez in New York, she's got 13 people running against her now. Do you know that?
I'm not surprised.
Everybody's coming out of the woodwork and run against her because – This broad, the Looney Tune, he's a Looney Tune, and that Talib Nasheed and the other Omar, I think they should be deported, go back to their home countries. If they hate the United States so much and white males, leave. We don't need you here for what? To insult us and to down and degrade us and downtrodden us? No, get out of here. We don't need this nonsense. Matter of fact, we need to have a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. For 10 years, we shouldn't let nobody in this country until everybody's vetted and they all start speaking the proper language, English, like Teddy Roosevelt said. There's a great thing about Teddy Roosevelt, Michael, I'll let you go on this note. It's race, riots, and immigration, Teddy Roosevelt. Have you ever heard about that?
Yes.
That was very intriguing reading that article about that. Very intriguing. Teddy Roosevelt was way ahead of his time in a lot of ways. That's for sure.
Yes, he was. Well, he was the most out-of-the-box president we ever had.
Definitely, definitely. One American News talks about him all the time. They sure do. I will say this about Trump, Michael, and I'll let you go. 60,000 people now have only tried to get into the country in the last few months. So I think Trump's immigration strength is working somewhat. It's not the hundreds of thousands that were trying to hoard to the border and invade the country through a breakthrough. So I guess some things are working out as far as that goes, but I want to see these people get arrested, Michael. I really do. I can't wait. One day I can call your show and we can say, man, there's like 200-300 people, mayors, governors, all being arrested. That would be a spectacular day for this country.
To see that, too. I would definitely love to see that, too. All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you go here. All right. Thank you. And the name I was trying to remember was Fatty Arbuckle, who in 1921 violently raped this actress, Virginia Rapp, so badly that she died of peritonitis a few days later. And even though he was acquitted of the murder, it ended his career. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Jim in Brooklyn. And Jim, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay, regarding the ten ICE people coming into the 10 cities, I spoke with my Attorney General, Letitia James, from New York. And I told her what I told many other government officials, that back in the 1950s, remember Orville Forbes, who didn't want school integration in Arkansas and Little Rock, he stood in the schoolhouse door to prevent it, and President Eisenhower sent in the federal troops because the federal law trumped the Arkansas state law, and they moved him out of the way, and the schools were integrated. And I told her also, and other officials, that same thing here. We have the federal law, and that we should send in people and just go into these courthouses where the criminal aliens are hiding behind the local government and just pull them out. Pull the other people out of the way.
Well, under the Supremacy Clause, federal law takes precedent. Jim, stay on the line. We're going to come right back to you after these few words.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Jim in Brooklyn. Jim, can you kind of pick up where you left off?
Well, I didn't have too much more to say about that, except a very good hint to people who want to speak to their representatives or other government officials, local or state, and have their message get through better rather than going through an assistant, because the assistants, they don't record it. They often just take notes, and who knows what they're going to do with it. what I do is I call the congressional switchboard between after 8 o'clock, before the representatives and their staff come in at 9 o'clock, and I leave a voicemail. That way the whole thing gets down on recording. That's regarding to any issue. Now, I just wanted to change it to one other subject regarding this virus in China. Some people may call it divine justice, or some may call it karma. But isn't it interesting that the same government which was closing in the Turkish Islamic Uyghurs in Xinjiang now have their whole country going under quarantine? It seems like divine justice in a way.
Well, I don't know about divine justice, but if in fact that research paper is correct and we're looking at an R-naught of between 4.7 and 6, that's highly contagious. And especially if the incubation period is a lot longer than 14 days, nobody knows where this thing has gone yet. And the problem is that people are walking around with this virus. They're able to infect other people, yet they're not symptomatic, so they don't know they've got it yet.
Right. And I want to say we had something on a smaller scale similar to that with the, you heard of the Black Island and the deer tick disease, Lyme disease.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, it still goes around, and Black Island is right off of the end of Long Island, between Long Island and Connecticut, and that's where all these medical experiments are being and pathogens are being developed. And this Lyme disease, it took place in Connecticut, right off that island. That's where it started out. That's where the heaviest concentration of it is. And so,
linked an article about biological warfare in the United States to whatreallyhappened.com, and you'd be surprised how many facilities the U.S. government has and what they've been doing with these pathogens they're coming up with. So you might want to hunt that one down on what really happened. In fact, on the next commercial break, I'll try and bump it up to the top.
Okay, thanks a lot. You're well. Good to have you back over here also.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to the COVID-19 virus here, apparently there's a research paper released by biologists Botao Xiao and Lei Xiao, points to a bloody incident at the Wuhan Center for Disease Control Library. This is the BSL-4 lab we've been talking about. And it's less than 1 mile from the supposed disease epicenter at Wuhan Fish Market. And apparently, a researcher was once attacked by bats that were known to be infected with COVID-19. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.